oh, usually boys slide on in the snow.
Well, there's sleds or skis.
I meant the sled, the thing that they sit down on or fall down on and scoot on. What kind of sleds did they have?
Bobsled, they call them.
Bobsled. If you're going to cut up some wood, maybe you're going to use what we used to call a bucksaw, a one-man saw. What would you put the wood on, the log on, in order to cut it?
A rack, book, saw book, they call it.
If you started to buy a farm that hadn't been cleared, this is a little better farm than the last one. It didn't have rocks all over the field, but it's got stuff that's growing all over it. What do you call the stuff that's growing?
Brush, briar, something
like that. Women used to shave with a straight razor. They'd sharpen them up like this. What was it that they sharpened them on?
Strap, razor strap.
And if you had a rifle, what would you call the things that you put in a rifle to fire?
Bullets? Cap?
Well, the bullet's the thing that comes out of the end of the gun. What would you call the whole thing that you put in that holds the powder and the bullet?
Well, the barrel.
No, not the part of the gun, the thing itself.
Cartridge?
That's right. That's what I want you to say.
That's my favorite with the gun. It's unloaded without the cartridge, you know. It used to be. Pour the powder in, then put the bullet in.
Yeah.
Put the cap on.
Yeah. That's what?
But the cartridge was all made together.
Now, sometimes you see children's play things in a schoolyard. They're usually three or four different kinds. You have one that's like this and goes this way. What do you call that? One kid sits on one end and one sits on the other end. And they go back and forth like this.
I don't know what you mean. I'm just trying to think. Two or three different names for it.
Well, what did they call it when you were a boy?
I didn't have a name. We called them a seesaw.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I call them. If you have something that goes around and around and around like this, kids will run around and get it going and jump on it and ride. What do you call that?
I don't know. I see one of them, but I don't know what to do for it.
Did you ever make one of those when you were a boy by taking a plank and nailed it to a stump?
No, we never did.
If you had a coal furnace, what would you call the thing that you carried your coal in?
Coal bucket.
Coal bucket. And a lot of people have a tool for working around the yard, or maybe on the farm you use it for hauling manure out of the barn. It's got one wheel and handles. You load it, you pick it up with the handles.
Wheelbarrow.
If you were to sharpen a knife, what would you sharpen it on? Usually you do it like this, not on a razor strap, but on a
wet rock.
If you had something like a wet rock, only as big, and had a crank on it like this, what would you call that?
I know what you mean.
My grandma used to have one on her farm. It had a wheel about this big around, and had a seat on it. You sit there and work it with your foot like that.
A grindstone.
If you had a car and you took it into the